A new thing. Hello, I'm Malcolm, and welcome to your daily devotional podcast anchored in Isaiah 43 and verse 19, where God says, "See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland." Now we're currently looking at God doing a new thing in the lives of Elijah and Elisha, and today we're going to explore Elisha's faith. Let's pick up the story in 2 Kings chapter 2, verses 13 to 15. It reads, "Elisha then picked up Elijah's cloak that had fallen from him and went back and stood on the bank of the Jordan. He took the cloak that had fallen from Elijah and struck the water with it. 'Where now is the Lord, the God of Elijah?' he asked. When he struck the water, it divided to the right and to the left, and he crossed over. The company of the prophets from Jericho who were watching said, 'The spirit of Elijah is resting on Elisha.' And they went to meet him and bowed to the ground before him." What do we learn here about Elisha's faith? Well, firstly, his faith is tested by grief. Can you imagine how Elisha felt seeing his father in the faith leave him behind? We get some sense of his anguish by the way that he cries out, my father, the chariots and horsemen of Israel." That's verse 12. Our faith is tested by our losses in life. Have you had a loss recently? Is it a bereavement? Is it a loss of health? Is it a loss of finance, of a job, or perhaps even a friend that was a Christian has now gone away from the faith and you've lost that spiritual connection with them? How are your losses affecting your faith in God? Well, let's take some inspiration from Elisha, because how does he respond to his grief? Well, Elisha's faith is demonstrated by the fact that he is immediately active in his faith, even though Elijah has only just left. Picture in your mind Elisha standing on the edge of the Jordan there, remembering the very recent experience of Elijah parting the waters. Did the cloak quiver in his hand? Was his mouth dry before he spoke? Elisha had once had that mantle, that cloak, symbolically laid on his shoulders, 1 Kings 19, verse 19. Now it's going to rest there permanently. Well, however he was feeling, he struck the water and he called out to the Lord. And how did God respond? God responded in such an amazing way. God rewarded Elisha's faith by repeating the miracle performed by Elijah. This was a sign that there's still great things ahead, wonderful things ahead, at least as good as in Elijah's time, perhaps even better. It took faithful courage for Elisha to pick up Elijah's cloak. It took even more courage to strike the water and further courage to call out to the Lord for vindication. Was there a temptation to put off such an action until tomorrow? Shouldn't there be a time of mourning in honor of Elijah first? You see, Elisha understood Elijah's spirit, this double spirit he's inherited. He'd spent enough time with his mentor to know that Elijah would want Elisha to act immediately in faith. You see, acting in faith does not get easier because we postpone a decision. Have you been putting off an act of faith? A phone call, setting up a time to meet with somebody, to offer to pray with somebody, to take something from your heart and conviction out into the world? Well, why not determine that, after praying about it today, you will take action in faith just like Elisha, even if, you've been mourning and grieving some of your losses. Why not take your faith in your hands? Take it to God. Make sure you pray about it first. And then take an action. It doesn't have to be perfect. Just one step of faith and see what God does. Well, I hope you find your heart, your life, your congregation, and your world inspired by God doing a new thing. Until tomorrow, take care and God bless.